Well, good morning, everybody. We are so glad that you are here with us today. Now, quite honestly, there is not a weekend that goes by that we do not anticipate in every service on every campus that God is going to be at work in our midst. Now, that said, there are some weekends that we anticipate an even greater working of God, and this happens to be one of those weekends. I'm going to ask the ushers to come right now, and we'd like to be able to pass you down a card that looks something like this. If you just grab one of those as soon as you've got it, set it aside. We'll come back to it in just a moment. Thus far in our series, we have learned this, and that is that it is, in fact, would you read with me the yellow that's up here? It is, very good, my next yes, that God is going to do his next work through. It's an incredible truth, isn't it? Now, if you weren't with us on the first week of our series when we unpack this truth, I want to invite you. You can either go to the website and view it online, or you can stop by the resource table. You can do that in the gym here, and you can pick up either a DVD or a CD at the resource tables at both Waterford and Muskego as well. We've got those prepared for you. Love to have you just get one of those to be able to catch up on that. That's free, and so I hope that you'll avail yourself to that. When we think about God asking us in our lives that which is going to open up his next working in us, you know, it's really kind of an exciting thing. I mean, the very fact that God Almighty would have an individual ask, an invitation for us to join him in his work or to take the next step that he wants us to help us to get where he knows is going to be the best place for us to be in our lives. I mean, our souls just lean into that a little bit, don't they? You're just going like, that is exciting. It's the adventure of faith. Though, I'm wondering how many would be able to relate to this. Has there ever been a time that God's asked to you, it was clear, you didn't doubt that at all. You knew exactly what it was that God was asking you to do, but you hesitated. Or you just stepped back. You did not want to say yes to what it was that God was asking you to do in your life. Can anybody relate to that? Anybody other than me in here? Because I guarantee you, that has taken place in my life. Now, how can that be? God asking me, here's what I want for you. Here's what I want you to do. Well, sometimes it's because he's asking me to do something that I don't want to do. Or what he's asking me is raising fears up in me. It's not just unique to us. In fact, the Bible is filled with examples of individuals who at times went through this same struggle. Let me just note a couple of those real quickly. Abraham. Abraham was an individual we've looked at a couple weeks here together and have noted that he was the friend of God. His life modeled what it was to say yes to God. We've talked about 10 major big yeses that he had made in his life, as well as 5,000 plus what we refer to as the little yeses that just went all along the way. I mean, Abraham stands as an example to us, but there came a day in which God's ask of him was very, very clear. And in fact, this wasn't early on in his yes journey, but it was later on in his yes journey. God had definitely established his credibility with Abraham. But Abraham could not bring himself to this point of wanting to say yes to what it was that God was asking him to do. What I'm referring to is found in Genesis chapter 22. The Bible tells us this, that sometime later, remember, this is later on, Abraham's matured as a friend of God, matured as a follower of God. It says, God tested Abraham. He said, God calls Abraham, and Abraham goes, here am I. In other words, yes, Lord, you know, hey, what you got for me? Then God says to him, I want you to take your son, your only son whom you love, no doubt about this, Isaac, and I want you to go to the region of Moriah. So Abraham's just going, okay, get Isaac, go to Moriah, and here's the next part. And I want you to sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain that I'll show you. What? I mean, you think Abraham just goes, got it. Right? I mean, Isaac's a teenager now, a little lippy anyways. Good idea, right? I love being around my friends now that are just learning the Bible at this point in their lives. Didn't have the opportunity for whatever reasons earlier. And when they come across a passage of scripture like this, to be able to see them process through it, the look on their face, to talk about it, and they're going like, you know, guy, it seems to me that God is asking Abraham to do human sacrifice right here. And I go, yeah, that's pretty much what it's saying. And they're just kind of like, what? How can he say, you know, that's not, you know, what is going on here? And you've never read the story. I mean, you've got it up to this point. You're just kind of going like, what? So I encourage you, read Genesis chapter 22 today. It is a deep, deep story with an incredible ending that goes to it. If you're familiar with the story, I'd encourage you to go back and read Genesis chapter 22 today, because it brings this saying yes to a different level with us. Now, I mentioned there's a lot of other examples in the Bible, but one you might be familiar with. Anybody ever heard of a guy named Jesus? You know Jesus. All right, Jesus. Now, Abraham was the friend of God, but Jesus was the son of God. I think it would be fair to say that Jesus had a track record of saying yes to God. Fair statement? Yeah. He was good with saying yes to God. But there came a time in which he balked. He knew clearly what it was that God was asking of him. And in fact, three different times he's going, I don't want to say yes to that. I do not want to do this. Luke chapter 22 is where I'm referring to. He's in a place, open garden. It's in the evening, and he prays this prayer. Father, if you're willing, take this cup from me. In other words, what you've got in front of me right now that I know you want me to do, i.e. drink the cup, you know, I know you want me to do this, he's saying, please take it away. Please, no. And it goes on to say that, and being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly. Now, that just blows my mind when I think about it. Like, there's ever a time that Jesus wasn't praying earnestly? You know, you think his mind's just wandering and it's somewhere else? You don't think Jesus ever, you know, he was praying, just nodded off? No, I've done that, but, you know, that's not Jesus doing that. But it says here, in anguish, in earnest, I mean, his focus was so clear. And it goes on to say that with such intensity that his sweat was like blood. In other words, he was praying with such fervor that the capillaries under the skin were rupturing and the sweat mixed with blood, and it's just like, you know, you got these drops of blood. I mean, that is wrestling with God, in which he's going like, I know what you're asking me to do, but please, no. He didn't want to say yes to God with what was coming. So how did they get there? That is, how did they get to yes in their life when everything in them screamed, no, I don't want to do it? I mean, do you think that it was just that Abraham and Jesus, they just had super faith? And if you have super faith, you're going to be able to get there, get to yes with God? Because if so, how many have super faith in here? No super faith here, so I mean, we're just like in trouble, right? Or do you think that they just were oblivious? Oh, I just say yes and I never think about what the consequences would be. No, it's because they did think about the consequences that made saying yes so hard. If you have a Bible with you, I want you to take it right now and look at the passage that helps us to be able to get from when saying yes is hard, a struggle to being able to make that yes to God that way. Proverbs chapter 3. If you don't have a Bible with you, if you grab the Pew Bible, turn with us to page 987. And here we find a passage that has familiarity, I hope familiarity to you, but depth that we will never be able to fully wring out of what's being shared with us right here. It starts out like this. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, submit to him. You can write there if you want. Say yes. And he'll make your paths straight. Metaphor there. He'll help you to be able to get from where you are to where you need to go. That straight path. You're not going to get lost along the way that way. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to circle the word trust. Because trust is the bottom line as to whether or not we are going to be able to say yes to God in our life or not when it will be hard to say yes to him. In other words, can I trust God? Is God trustworthy? That's the question that always is the watershed for whether or not we're going to be able to make that final yes or not that way. Jerry Bridges, he was with the Navigators for years and years and years, great organization, wrote a book called Trust in God. And in this book, he outlines what it takes to trust God when things are difficult, things are hard for us in our lives. And I like to be able to share, as well as a recommendation, it's a great book, and especially if there's a desire to grow in this area, a little bit of a struggle at times with it. But there is a foundation with three truths to help us in trusting God. They are this. Number one, it's understanding and coming to the conviction that God is sovereign. Now, sovereign always comes across to me as just, this big ethereal word. It's a very religious term. But basically, sovereign means this. There's never a time that God is not in control. So if you're writing it down, there's never a time that God is not in control. That's what it means. God's sovereign. The second truth is that God knows. God knows what he's asking you to do. God knows what you're thinking. God knows the situation that you're finding yourself in. God knows the challenge. God knows your fears. God knows. And the third truth is that God cares. He cares about you. Now, when we're struggling to be able to say yes, when it's hard to say yes, usually it's because we're struggling with one of these things as well. It's easy to doubt that God is sovereign, or that he knows, or maybe that he cares. We know that he's sovereign, we know that he knows, but does he care about that? And when one of these or a couple of these we're tentative on, that whole trusting God thing becomes tentative as well, and we're just kind of stepping away from whatever yes God has in front of us at the moment. It's kind of like Job. When things were very, very difficult in his life, he focused on why rather than who. Now, we've learned that why never satisfies the soul, nor does it satisfy the mind. But we want to know, why, God, are you asking me this? Why am I going through this? Why are these circumstances here? Why is this just so hard for me right now? Why did you allow me to get into the circumstances that I'm in right now? Why, right? But it's who that brings help, comfort, hope to us again in our lives. Now, I got to ask you this morning. When it comes to saying yes to God, how many here think that the hardest ask of God to you is behind you at this point in your life? Let me say yes. I think the hardest ask that God has had for me is now behind me in my life. Hands? Not seeing many. Let me flip it. How many would say, I don't think the hardest ask of God is yet behind me? Hands? That's amazing. I mean, and knowing some of the things that God's asked you to forgive, to restore, to change, to trust. I mean, there's been some big asks I know that God's already made of many in this room. Though I'm with you on that, on the same page of, though I'd like to think that the hardest ones are behind me, I don't think that. Now, that can be a little bit concerning. If the hardest ask, you know, I'm thinking of all the other hard ones that have already gone through it, but if the hardest one's still in front of me, if I fixate on that, it could really cause ulcers, right? It's true. But the alternative, which is saying no to God or trying just to ignore God or block God out in your life, well, that is not a good alternative to it. So it's going to bring me back to this question again. When the harder asks come again, is God trustworthy? Now, I know it sounds crazy to phrase it like that. If you say it out loud, you go, you're like, you know, where's the lightning rod, right? Well, if God is trustworthy, but if he is trustworthy, when the hard ask comes, you're going to find it in you to be able to say yes, knowing that it's the doorway. It's the ignition point to this next working that God wants to do in you as well, even though it may be hard, even though it may cost you. And I can testify, you know, with so many of you, that there's times saying yes is not only hard, but it costs us as well. Times I knew that if I said yes to God, and I knew it when I said yes, that it was going to cost me my seat at the table with several organizations that I valued having influence in. I knew that if I said yes to God, when I said it, it was going to cost me financially. I knew in saying yes, when I said it, it was going to cause family, some family, to walk away. I knew that my yes to God at that moment was going to complicate my life. I also knew that when I said yes, that it was going to mean that I was going to have to say no to something that I didn't want to have to say no to in my life. I knew that in saying it. And I've heard many stories. I got a dozen in this week. And then others that we've just, you know, people have been sharing with me in the last couple of weeks out here. I know that that has been a situation, a reality that so many others have experienced in your life. So if you ask me then, so was it worth it saying yes to God? Even though there was the difficulties, the painful, you know, consequences that came. They were all realities that way. I'd say it was. And the reason I'd say it was worth it to me is because in every case, God worked in me. And in many cases, God worked through me. Now, please don't hear me say today that I've always gotten it right, because that is not the case. Nor hear me saying that I never struggled to get to that point, or that I always got to the point that I needed to be, because that's certainly not the case. But what I can say is this: today I can stand before you and say I am in the crowd of witnesses that will testify that God is trustworthy. You can trust him. Abraham, he's in that crowd. Jesus, of course. Apostle Paul, he's there. Job kind of summed it up this way. When things were the most difficult in his life, he says, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Even though this takes me to what may be the end of my life, I've found that I can trust him and I will trust him in my life.